Chapter 44. Today's learning has been sponsored in memory of Chaya Rachel Bas David Tzvi, the dove and the crevice. We're discussing the upside-down theory. We don't understand why things happen. We think they're for one purpose when they're really for another. Rabbi Rachel Lavovitz explains this concept beautifully with an example from Yetzias Mitzrayim. We learn that after Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Aaron changed his mind and began to chase them. On the seventh day from when they left Mitzrayim, Hashem split the sea. Well, why did Paro have to change his mind? There are many reasons given for this, but one Midrash answers with the following pasuk from Shir HaShirim. Yeinosi b'chagvei hasela b'sefer hamadrega hareini es maraych hashmieini es koylech ki koylech orev umaraych nazeh. My dove is in the crevice of a rock, hidden. Let me see your face and hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and you are lovely. Shir HaShirim, we know, speaks in a poetic fashion. The simple explanation is that a dove is hiding in the crevice, trapped between a snake and another predator chirping. However, the real explanation is that the dove is the Jewish people, trapped between the Egyptians on one side and the sea on the other. And Hashem wanted to hear our voice. The Midrash also offers another mashal to explain Paro's change of heart. One day, a king was walking through a forest and heard a maiden calling out in distress. The king saved her and they married. After some time, the king and his wife had an argument and she stopped speaking to him. The king hatched a plan. He would hire men to act as bandits who would accost her as she went on her walk. When she screamed for help, the king would come along like a knight in shining armor. He would rescue her. They would once again have a happy marriage. That describes the dynamic taking place when Hashem sent Paro's chariots to chase us down on the edge of the sea. When we were in Egypt, we cried out and Hashem rescued us. However, once we were freed, we stopped calling out. Because Hashem wanted to hear our voice, He sent the Egyptians to pursue us. The rabbis further explain that we have two modes of prayer. When we are in trouble, we pray one way. When things are going well, the prayers change. In the incident we related earlier regarding the elder and the latter, the students prayed as if it were Yom Kippur and they endured 2 days of starvation. However, when they finally had food to eat, they couldn't reach the same level of intensity. The elder said they had traded their marav for a sack of potatoes. The purpose isn't to get the potatoes. It's the prayer. Hashem wants a connection with us. He is yearning for us. He wants to hear our voices for our own benefit. Whatever challenges you have, cry out. But even more importantly, when things are good, cry out. Don't wait for the problems. Let Hashem hear your voice. Cry out songs of gratitude and praise. This upside-down theory could also just reframe our mind to be, quote-unquote, upside down. Instead of waiting to daven or to ask Hashem or to beseech Hashem when things are difficult and harsh. But we should do that anyway. But let us flip that upside down. Let us daven beforehand. Let us daven for a thank you. Let us daven when things are good. Like that, Hashem will see how much we really appreciate it. To daven when things are difficult is commonplace. To daven when things are good shows Hashem that we really appreciate and understand that He's in charge of everything. So let us flip the script upside down and daven before things get difficult.